Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
In his book, The Latin-Centered Curriculum, Andrew Campbell notes that the, quote, major Romance languages, Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, derive 90% or more of their vocabulary from Latin. Students of Latin apprehend other language much more quickly, not just because of their training in grammar and translation, but because they have a head start in remembering the meaning of words which have Latin roots. When students translate sentences and larger passages from Latin to English, they also get a comprehensive course in English grammar as they learn to consider how the eight parts of speech function in both languages. Latin students also receive an excellent education in style. Latin is a more precise and concise language than English. That is why Latin forms the basis for so many inscriptions on American coins and the mottos for states, universities, and other institutions. After deliberate studies of Latin, students become better writers in English. Writers throughout history, including notables such as Shakespeare, have credited their Latin studies for their English language facility. As the world becomes smaller through more convenient travel, many of our children will be encountering multiple mission opportunities as a normal part of life. English is spoken in all major cities worldwide, but that's not the case in small towns. When traveling, my family often looks for the non-English speaking people to meet. It's not that we speak every language. I'm not sure we even speak English well, but due to Latin studies, we like to learn languages, to engage new friends long enough to ask, I am a Christian, are you?
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.